For example, Target saw a solid 4% yearly increase in its store traffic in the first quarter. There was some shift in what consumers were purchasing, moving away from pandemic staples, and in some cases, lower-end consumers did look for bargain brands or shopped less than average. But overall, the disappointment seemed to come more from the supply side than demand. Markets nonetheless seem to interpret these earnings as a signal that the worst is yet to come, fearing that peak demand and peak margins are behind us. However, Target's CEO highlighted that he continued to see strong foot traffic in May, and he expects some supply chain and inventory issues to ease in the back half of the year. So as earnings misses demonstrate, risks to growth in the market are certainly rising in this backdrop. And elevated inflationary pressures, ongoing supply chain issues, and a Federal Reserve that seems determined to raise rates aggressively for now have all kind of driven market fears of a recession.